Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford 5 devices per person in the bubble of Terranea.
No.
Sorry.
Don't step on the 1. You got to start on the 2. Find the 2. You understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, music starts. Swagger. Don't dance till the 2. Got it? Nice.
Swagger.
Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Wilson! Swagger. Wilson! Swagger. Wilson,
where are you?
Wilson!
Swimming.
Wilson!
Here comes the music right now.
Wilson!
3, 2, and...
Wilson, what are you?
No.
Nothing gets in our way. Boom! Keep coming.
Oh,
hardcore!
I forgot about the Steve Ballmer clip. God damn it.
The feeling. The heartbeat.
What up?
Whoa! What a week it was.
You know, if you're in this league for 13 years and just battling... playoffs in the last basically 10 years, 11 years, and always come up a little short, and that's why this is extra special. You know, if I would have won one early in my career, you know, maybe I would have never put all the work and the time in that I have over the last 13 years. So this feels amazing. I'm happy for Kid. What a warrior he is with 38. Chasing
Yo.
The most athletic players in this league.
What up?
Out there.
Mike's
doing
not
a great job on him and also leading our squad. So,
are you sure?
He's been in this league for forever.
Hello.
Is it
just now?
Is it not? Okay. I might have not been.
Is it me you're looking for?
Because so I tell you, I upgraded.
See it in your eye.
To a SM57. But I don't have a preamp right now, though.
I can tell.
Well, I have the preamp. I don't have an extra XLR, which is on the way. So
it's almost there.
Yeah. Well, I have an XLR cord coming, so then I will be able to use the Cloud Lifter that then plugs into the Focusrite. Then I should sound better.
And I think that's the kind of energy we have.
Where'd you get that?
From the beginning of the
what do you mean?
Year, bringing Tyson in was unbelievable. Defensively.
The internet?
The focus right is a preamp.
Oh, no. I thought the cloud lifter was the preamp. Take this away from us again and the focus right was the USB thing.
You're talking jargon right off the top. I love it.
What the?
It's like it's like a little thing really that lets me connect the XLR to USB.
What she said.
It has like...
Whoa.
I'll send a picture of it.
Whoa. Hold on.
Whoa.
Make sure it's a secure text thread. If you're going to send pics.
Where did you get the SM57?
The internet also. They wanted me to get it for work.
Gotcha.
Because I'm going to be doing video stuff, and they're like, you need to sound like you. First of all, they're like, can you stop holding that stupid blue snowball in every shot you're in?
Well, there's probably better ways of going about this. You should have consulted me, Eden.
Yo, I didn't have time. Like, they were like,
you're going to still have to dirk it. You're going to have to dirk it.
Like, what is that?
A step back?
Fadeaway? Yeah, one leg.
No, you ever see Derek? Remember when he used to do the pressers? He was like, he leaned back, grabbed the mic, and hold it to his mouth.
Mm.
That's the Derek. As opposed to like,
he invented
like a lab.
That?
As far as I know, I mean, Ethan does the Derek. He uses an SM58 or
wait.
7
so what is how what can you describe that one more time?
So another, if you're on video,
yeah,
you know, like you showed me, you'd want to have a mic lapel, like a lavalier.
Right.
So that lav would go into a preamp, and then the preamp would go USB into the computer.
That's what mine is.
Right, but you're holding the mic.
It's on a stand, but yes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have the little lapel thing.
The thing about the SM58s, though, is that you really have to get them up to you. It's like they use them for singing, right? Concerts?
Yeah. Like I like to say, if BTS wanted to record something while they were in New York, they could just come to my apartment and record it.
Yeah, yeah. That's convenient.
You just have to hold it up to each guy.
Putting that out there on the market. Yeah. I'm sure that won't be a problem for Eden to go around to each of the members of BTS one by one and put something in their face. I'm sure she'd be fine with that.
I mean, that'd be a great concept for a video. I like it.
Is Dirk the... I'm watching this now. He's the first guy to pick up the mic?
I mean, I don't know if it's technically
But
true.
You just don't see other people doing that, is what you're saying.
I mean,
everybody always does that awkward, like, lean forward. Because
right.
They're all, like, 7 feet tall, and they're crouching down to this little microphone on a table.
I mean, I guess you'd probably find someone here and there, but Dirk, for us, at least, it was always a thing. You know? It's because I love the SM57-8. This is so boring, by the way, for people. But
I know.
What do you mean? Jargon.
I was going back and last night listening to these. I have this whole amazing archive of music that I did from the time I was like 12 to about 24, 25. And my goal is really to like, see, I want to figure out a way to redo it, but have like the kids do it. And I feel like I'm sitting on a gold mine here for the kids.
So you want to ghostwrite your kids'
yes.
songs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've cooked up schemes to, you know, we talked about a YouTube channel with the kids at one point.
You know,
that was an idea. So now we're going to turn them into like the Partridge Family.
Yeah. You know what the girls are doing right now, by the way? They're
what?
Doing these fashion shows. Sadie's got like, you know, she's got a great sense of style. And she does the catwalk and stuff, and Josie does it too with her. It's hilarious. They do it with Tara.
That's adorable.
Caretaker. But they put balloons in their shirt to have breasts.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No. Oh my god.
Hilarious.
It's so hilarious, man. And I'm like, I don't know how quite know how to feel about it. All I say is, you know, you don't need that, Sadie. You know, Josie doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
But and she's really just replicating her sister. But it's like, I know this happened last week about like Sadie's been tying her shirt above her midriff.
Oh no. Already?
Did I tell you this? And it's like, you know, maybe like 3 or 4 inches. Of skin. Yeah. My wife was like, I don't know about that. And this is really her territory. I don't know if this is my territory.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you can really weigh in here, too. You just have to kind of support.
I would be
her
like,
decision.
No, only extra large t-shirts from here forward.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like being from an Asian background is this gets enhanced.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Dude, I couldn't wear tank tops in high school. Like, I couldn't show my shoulder, the upper part of my arm.
It was the like, most erotic part of the upper body, the shoulder.
Don't even get me started, guys. Like,
how do you feel about that now?
Oh, I definitely went through a phase in my 20s where, like, all I wore was, like, stuff that could show the most skin possible.
Exactly.
Getting those shoulders out on the market.
Shoulders, midriff, short skirts, short shorts, whatever, like anything. Yeah.
I think that Nitz and you probably said this. Like if you're, I don't know, it's like one of those things. You tell them no, they're going to find a way to do it. It's like you've got to
They're just
going to
do it when they leave the house. Yeah.
It's like it's hard. Yeah, all these things that pop coveted. Up. I kind of like will express my feelings toward it and I don't ever get mad. I don't go, take that off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my.
Oh,
you know,
I got like
hour long
lectures. I got hour long lectures. Like,
that's. Yeah, I'll get back to this because it comes up about Woodstock 99. But, yeah, like, you just say, you know, they kind of give them your opinion. They get it because they know my style now. And that's it. I can't be like, take it off. You know, I don't really care. Who cares?
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What do you want? Talk to the camera and not yell. Ask nicely to mom.
I want cake.
No, you're supposed to say, hey mom, how you doing? Say, go ahead, look in the camera.
Hi mom, how are you doing? I want cake.
No, hope you're having a nice day.
I hope you're having a nice day.
I was wondering.
If I can have cake.
No, say, I was wondering. Because there's some extra ice cream cake in the freezer.
And can I add some?
No, keep at. You gotta ask.
Please.
Okay, love, Sadie.
Okay, I love you.
Okay.
You know what I did say to Sadie, though? I said, Sadie, just, you know, just keep in mind that men are creeps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's true.
She goes, what do you mean? I'm just like, just remember that, Sadie.
Is that true? Is that true, Ilya? Are men creeps?
Wow. That's how I have to start this. Yep. Joining this call. I can't speak on behalf of all men, but I can defend my honor in terms of what we should do in terms of having a control group for pizza slices.
Great transition.
Whoa. We're early, though. We're early for that.
Oh, we're early for that?
Okay. You have time?
I have to hop off at one, though. Ilya will have to defend the take without the person that accused him of the take.
So,
which by the way,
it's really actually. So, the situation here is that Eden basically turned my very not hot take into a hot take. You characterized it as me wanting everybody to try margarita slices at every.
I know. That's how I took it. That's exactly how I took it. I was like, what is this?
And the point was exactly what Maze was stating, is that there has to be some kind of control group to compare different pizza places. Totally. So usually you go with the simplest slice, and then you can kind of compare a plain slice to a plain slice somewhere else. We were at a Neapolitan place where the plain slice is a margarita slice, and their margarita slices are very good. So you could either compare that to another plain slice, or if you go to another Neapolitan place, you can compare it to another margarita. But if you go to a place for the first time and you add like 15 toppings, maybe you'll love it and everything else, but like, how are you going to compare?
What if that's your control group, though, is all the toppings?
Well, then the problem is they're going to go to a lot of places that you're not going to be able to have that same control group, because not every place is going to have the same toppings.
Okay. Exactly. I mean, but you also have to, I don't know if this is still the case, but when I was in New York, part of the control group would have to be also, how are you eating this pizza? Like, are you sitting down, ordering, having a conversation? That's not what I'm talking about. A pizza slice in New York is like, I got to get somewhere. I need a slice.
Jade's control group is you have to like run a half marathon while eating the pizza.
That's when you'll know
if it'll hold up or not.
Eden, you totally characterized our conversation as like a nuclear war.
I need to hear what happened, give me the background of how this started.
I'll give you the whole origin story. Yeah, the whole origin story is we ordered a margarita pie, and Eden, as an empathetic human being from New York, trying not to be too much of a snob, I immediately asked Eden what her favorite pizza places were in New Orleans. And she mentioned like a couple of pizza places there. So then when we're eating the pie, I'm like, so how does this compare to what you had in New Orleans? And she said, well, to be honest, I can't really compare. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't compare? She's like, well, because at those places, I've only gotten the pies with like I forget what the toppings were, Eden. You can jump in here, but like certain toppings that were on those slices. So I can't compare it to the margarita.
It was spicy salami and chili oil. Spicy salami and chili oil.
Right. Yeah. Spicy salami and chili oil.
Okay. Yeah, I love spicy salami. So anyway, so then I like paused for a moment and I was like, oh wow, that's shocking. You can't actually compare these two places. So we don't even know whether you like this place more or your New Orleans place more. And that was kind of the end of it. But I guess Eden just felt very attacked.
Clearly not.
I was so shocked.
That was just
the beginning.
That was the end?
Test. Pizza Kings 3. Eden, Ilya, maybe New York. She's looking for a job. She found a job. Now, she's looking for the best pizza in New York City. Pepperoni, spinach, anchovies, olives, mushrooms. What will she want? Huh?
It was a margarita pizza versus a spicy salami pizza.
There's too much pizza in this pizza.
I mean, you kind of need the ingredients.
Well, Eden, you can continue this story.
No, that was not.
I want both parties to be able to chime in on how they felt about this.
Yes, that is how it started, but you told me that I was not allowed to have
continued.
bring this up now, Eden, so why didn't you compare the Neapolitan-style place to Table 87, which we had last week?
I did, but it was a margarita pizza versus a spicy salami pizza with chili oil, which is what you said I couldn't compare! Yes, that is how it started, but you told me that I was not allowed to have a pizza with spicy salami until I had a margarita pizza first. Did you or did you not say that?
I told you that. I said that there should be a control group, so usually when I try a place for the first time, I always either get the plain or the margarita, and I mentioned another place that was like a block away from here where the spicy salami is actually fantastic. It's a place called Luzzo's. And I said there what we could do is we could order half a pie plain and half a pie with the spicy salami topping.
Is spicy then, salami pepperoni?
It's
a little different.
It's slight differences, but it's not like sopressata.
Yeah. It's not like sopressata. It's not like pepperoni, but it's kind of like pepperoni, I guess. It's a little tastier, I would say.
Here, I mean, let me just interject here, because when I was in New York, I don't even know if this is true, but I feel like now, at least, if I'm going to apply my life back there, I would have a different spot for those two things. So if I wanted the slice, I'm going to my slice place. But if I wanted something more elaborate, I'm going to my more elaborate place.
Oh,
that's
definitely
what I'm saying.
That's what we have in New York because we have so many options, right? So I'm guessing in New Orleans, Eden probably only had two or three places that she even trusted to try.
There was only two pizza places. Shout out to Ancora and Pizza Delicious. But they are also
Po' Boys Pizza.
No, they're also vastly different. Like BTS one was more
Pizza Delicious is fire.
Isn't it though?
Love that place.
Yeah. Like it's
Love
so it. Good.
Where's that, Maze? Where's that?
I was really close to where I was staying.
Yeah, it's the Bywater.
And it's awesome.
Oh,
it's
I'm so glad place. You're here to like to
Is it
back
a local
on this.
Spot in New
yeah,
Orleans?
Yeah, it's local spot. The guys are from New York though, because I went to college with them and they were like, there's no good pizza here. Like there's no good pizza. They weren't wrong. And then they opened up this pizza place to supply people in New Orleans with good pizza. But so the other place is a Neapolitan style pizza place. So it's like, you can't even really compare the two because they're totally different styles of pizza. Right, Ilya?
I mean, listen.
Yes. So I'm surprised you only bring this up now, Eden. So why didn't you compare the Neapolitan style place to Table 87, which we had last week?
I did, but it was a margarita pizza versus a spicy salami pizza with chili oil, which is what you said I couldn't compare.
Well, listen. Even here where I am, there's a Greek style pizza, which traditionally is cut into squares. And then there's the traditional New York style big circle triangle thing, oftentimes thin, right? So I hear what you're saying, Eden. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Like there's so many control groups here we're talking about. But anyway, continue on with are you guys sitting in a restaurant?
We're sitting outside in an open area. It is a restaurant. So this is you actually could go inside and get you could get it by the slice, but
I wanted a pizza.
the beginning of the story is even funnier because Was this when I was like playing a lot of basketball and then I was like tired and you wanted me and you were like, okay, we have to get some bubble tea and then we have to get some pizza. And then I was like, I have to go for a run after this. So then I had to go for a run after this. So
I was hungry.
Eden forgets to mention that she was hungry and strong armed me into all of these activities.
And Eden, then, what's your control group for bubble tea?
The control group for bubble tea is no. It is the milk tea. You have to judge a bubble tea place on the black tea with milk tea, which actually, do you know that milk tea is actually usually made with creamer and not made with milk? Because that's actually a black tea latte if you use milk. Most actual traditionally in Taiwan. Boba Nai Ta, it's made with creamer. But that's, I judge a place based on that. That is the control group. But then
regular boba?
Yes, regular tapioca. And I go, also the next one is then the passion fruit green tea and then also the taro. Those are the next two. So like taro is like the next level of, but you have to get the plain black tea first.
What the hell is going on here?
I can agree with the plain black tea. I don't know about the passion fruit. Like any fruit flavored green tea is, you can choose whichever one you want to be your control group. It could be passion fruit. It could be mango.
Grapefruit.
It could be,
Let's get back to the
pizza. We're in territory that Jay doesn't understand right now. Talking about bubble tea.
What the hell?
But hold on. So can we back up for like 1 second? I did not strong arm you into getting this pizza. You said that because I was hungry, we could get pizza and you were probably only going to eat one slice or something and that I would just have to take the extra pizza home, which is what I did. But I didn't force you. You're out here acting like I forced you to eat pizza with me.
Well.
Which
me being,
I did, being a considerate
gentleman, you know,
kind of,
you being hungry, I wasn't going to just leave you alone and be like, okay, go to this pizza place, get a slice and get the hell out of here.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
I had to give you some company.
So you ordered the whole pie?
Very appreciate. Yes.
We did order the whole pie. Speaking of which. Speaking of which, you have strong opinions also about eating pizza the next day, cold pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And you say that it can even sometimes be better, but you told me that this one was not better the next day, right?
No.
I strongly disagree.
No way in hell. Is cold pizza better than a pizza right out of the... No.
I've never been a subscriber to the cold pizza doctrine.
Am I the only one? It's what a toaster oven's for. Exactly. No, sometimes pizza can be delicious right out the fridge, depending on if it's the right type of crust texture and if it's good tomato sauce and good cheese.
It can be edible, but it's not going to be better than hot pizza.
I think we need to go into psychology here. I think, Eden, it's not that it actually tastes better than if you had it when it came out of the oven. It's that sometimes maybe when you wake up in the morning and you're excited know that you have some pizza that you can eat when you feel like it when you get up, you just feel happy, right?
Hungry.
So it's like your endorphins.
Exactly.
Are
it's like the one-day-old donuts in that movie. What was that movie there? The six-year engagement.
Yeah, the 5-year engagement. Yeah, where they have the test where they have the box of old donuts and they tell everybody that new donuts are coming, but then the donuts never come and they see how long it takes people to eat the cold, shitty donuts.
No, I'm not saying anything, Eden, about your psychological state. Trust me.
I'm just saying this
happened to me recently. Throw it away. Go ahead, Eden. Sorry.
I was going to say sometimes I'm not saying that it's better than the pizza was when it was fresh. Although actually this has happened to me before where the pizza wasn't that good the day of, and then I had it the next morning and I was like,
I am kind of saying good.
Yeah, right. But I mean, there's different levels of some pizzas are better the next day than other pizzas the next day.
Oh my God, now we're just in a whole new
this is some weird psychological Eden quest experiment, something.
I can only speak on my privileged behalf living across the street from like 12 different pizza places in Brooklyn, is that whenever I'm done with the pizza that I'm eating that evening, I will throw it out or, you know, donate it to somebody
on the street.
Wake up the next, let me finish eating because I can wake up the next day and walk across the street and get another fresh slice if I really want to. But that is coming from a place of privilege, right?
So I lived in New York very poorly. I lived there as a poor person, essentially. My brother was giving me $40 a week.
So, no, yeah, but I mean, if you're in New York City, you already have pizza privileges, right? Because you can always have access to pizza, even if you're poor.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, the fridge eating pizza thing was something I did when I had little to no money and smoking a lot of pot. But I mean, I love pizza. I think it's, if I was to be honest with myself, it's my favorite thing in the world.
I love pizza.
And I do save the pizza, but I always throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Not on microwaves.
Toaster oven only? Mm. What about pan? Yeah. What about the pan heat? What about the pan?
For pizza?
Throwing it on the stove.
What? What the hell?
Put it on a little nonstick pan. Just throw it on the stove.
You gotta flip it over. You're only going to heat the crust up. Then you're going to have really hot crust and cold toppings?
You put a pot top over the pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm steaming my pizza? Yeah. No.
Throw a little water in there.
What are we doing?
Are we making pizza or scallion pancakes over there, Ian?
That is how you make scallion pancakes.
So, like, as you went on here, were you guys, like, getting, you know...
At one point, Ilya accused me of being sarcastic when I was just confirming that for all those 12 pizza places he said were right close to him, that I was going to have to get a margarita pizza at all 12 of those places before I was allowed to get any other topping. I asked that because I was waiting for clarity, and you thought I was being sarcastic. Did you or did you not?
I thought you were
giving me a hard time for making you feel like I was a dictator and forcing you to only do something that I said was for me to have a control group. That whenever I Seinfeld. Go to a place, I want to have a control group, and I usually get the plain slice or the margarita. So certain places are not going to have margarita because they're not Neapolitan style places. So I'll just get a plain slice, which is totally fine.
Ilya, question.
We're getting a pie, we can compromise, right? We can get one half a pie that's plain and half a pie that has spicy salami. And if you go to any other place that you can have the opportunity to do that control group as well, that's fine. But the issue is you're not going to have the same toppings. It's very rare that you're going to have all these places that we want to try that are going to have the same toppings that you can try the same control group. But with a plain slice or a margarita, you can use that as a control group and then know which place you like for those, you know, plain slices. Obviously, you could you could like one place where you have your margarita slice because you're like, oh, this place has the best margarita, but this other place has the best spicy salami toppings, right? So you
Maze.
There's no like dictatorship here, Eden. Like, you can do whatever you want. You have
No. I'm asking Maze. To see if just what the plan is for when we get pizza. I just want to know what the plan is. And like you said, I'm fine with a half and half. That's why I asked if we had to get the margarita pizza first before I was allowed to get the other one.
There really is no plan because I'm very flexible. It's just that I usually get like
Can we get pizza today then?
Maze, how's your Seinfeld knowledge?
I need to do like another rewatch, but it's solid.
This reminds me of, I can't remember. I just can't remember specifically, but there's a theme in which somebody tricks Elaine or Jerry into dates. This is 12 pizza dates that Ilya just set up.
Yeah, they have their calendar is booked.
He's found a dating loophole.
I think think you're getting out of any of these 12 pizza dates either.
I love it, Ilya.
My question
great.
I don't know if I set it up or Eden set me up here. She said she literally just on this recording said that I can't get out of these 12
pizza dates. Just got your calendar set up. Be careful, though. Be careful for that weight gain.
That's what the running is for. That's what the running and the yoga is for.
That's what the running is for. All right, Ilya, I need to know, have you ever graduated from your baseline plain slice test to a topping slice and been disappointed?
Certainly. Oh, disappointed?
Like you're like, oh, this place has like the pizza margarita plain down or whatever. But then I upgrade it, and I was not pleased.
So I will say the place that we went to, which is Table 87, the reason we got their margarita, besides it being a control group, is that I think that actually is their best pie. Their margarita pie is a little better than their toppings. Mm. But a place literally two blocks away from there, also Neapolitan style, their margarita is fine, but their toppings are the bomb. So, like, I would always recommend to get one of their toppings.
So when are we going there?
So all your research seems to be completely undermined by this sheer fact here, where it's some places do margarita better, some places do toppings better.
Certainly, but if you're going to
compare, all you're doing when you're comparing margaritas is comparing margaritas.
Yeah, you're comparing a control group, and then what you're telling me is that the more sample size you get, the more knowledge you have about how good a pizza place is, which is accurate. I think you should have a control group, and I think you should have a large sample size, like how everybody on the call loves eating a lot of pizza. It's great to go to different pizza places and eat a lot of pizza, and then you know which places have the best types of different pies.
What do you do when you go to a sandwich place?
Oh, boy. Now I'm on the spot.
What is the control group?
What's the control group? Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty simple.
Is it bread and butter?
I get like butter.
Hi, I'd like a butter sandwich.
Hey.
I would like butter, baby.
Bread is not a bad way of testing out a spot.
I love bread.
You walk into a sandwich place,
you
like,
kind of need the ingredients.
Can you just break me off a piece of your roll here? I'm doing a test.
It's like a Mexican spot. You can just the chips and salsa alone is going to tell you everything you need to know.
No.
I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, that is not a. Well, that is not a.
That is a Connecticut ass opinion, Jade.
No,
I know. Well, I think there's
two things here, right? There's if you're looking at it from the point of view of a control group, then you have to have some agreement on what are like the most basic type of sandwiches that people get
Turkey
at sandwich
club.
Places that exactly yeah. something like that, right?
Chicken
or
farm.
If you're looking at it from the point of view that you're going to a sandwich place that is like specifically specialized in a type of sandwich that you're supposed to really try there because that's what they're known for being really good at, then you should probably try what their like, you know, specialty is, because like that's why you're there in the first place, I would assume, right?
My control group for that is, because this is what I'm most interested in from a sandwich place, I need to know what your meatball sub is like. That's where I'm like, I don't give a shit if you can make a good veggie sub or a BLT or whatever. Like, I'm interested in what's the meatball going to be. That's what I want to know.
Ian, you say tuna melt?
Yo, I'm said that because who's getting tuna melt out here? I really want to know. Who has ever had a tuna melt? I've never had a tuna melt.
I've never wanted a tuna melt. Old men in their 70s have had tuna melts. I don't think anyone's ordered a tuna melt since like 74.
Ilya, please don't chime in and say that's what you get. I'm going
to
be so sad.
You listen to baseball on the radio. That's an afternoon.
And some liverwurst on the side.
Yeah, and you wear a collared shirt that has short sleeves. That's the move right there to get a tuna melt.
And it's tucked into your khaki shorts with your belt.
I don't know if it's still there, but the Edison in Midtown, they have a great little diner there. Not many people know about. They do a good tuna melt.
All I can think of now is just the, oh, hello, too much tuna, guys. Just you order the tuna melt and you just get 5 pounds of tuna fish on a sandwich. That's what I'm thinking of.
What makes a good tuna melt, Jade? Is it the tuna
toast
or the melt? What's the more important ingredient?
Toasty toast.
The toast.
It's the toast.
Aren't you just housing loaves of bread every day? What is like? You are obsessed with bread.
I love toast.
it's the on rye bread, toasted perfectly, a little bit crispy, a little bit buttery. Get that tuna, get that cheese melted. Ooh.
Well, yeah, I mean, otherwise, just a tuna cheese if you don't get the cheese melted.
Is this actually a thing that people crave tuna? Because I've never had tuna.
That's why I brought up tuna melt as a joke, because I'm like,
I'd like a tuna fish sandwich, but I've never thought, like, I need a tuna fish sandwich today. No, I've never thought that in my life.
There was this great spot in Greenpoint. I think it's still there, and it's like a Whole Foods little, but it's a mini store. Like, it's a mini Whole Foods. They've been there for years. It's run by a Polish family that's been there for decades. And every time I got wasted and really hungover, I would dart to this place to get their tuna fish sandwich because it, like, healed me. Boom. I was back.
You know, I think you've mentioned this before because that sounds familiar, but the idea of eating tuna when you're hungover is one of the grossest things ever.
I know, but
tuna melt is not something I would ever crave the next day cold out of the fridge.
This wasn't a melt. Mm-mm. This was a straight cold tuna with cheddar cheese and pickles. Woo!
That's a thing. Cold tuna with cold cheddar cheese. Cold cheese.
Is this actually food or medicine?
Medicine. In Brooklyn. Now, in Brooklyn, over near Fort Greene, there's a deli there. And what they do, you order the tuna grind or whatever. They put it down. Take the pickles and they take a knife and chop it all into the tuna. Fold it over. I learned some great technique from that. I'm a big tuna guy.
Sounds like big Cold tuna. Stone.
By the way,
mix
Zach,
in the toppings.
Before you got on, I had a revelation that Ilya has somehow managed to get Eden onto 12 dates for eating pizza. Do you remember the character Todd Gack?
I thought we decided it was the other way around, that I have just strong-armed Ilya into 12 dates.
Well, one way or the other. Yeah,
it's such a brilliant move. Just to, to create an argument about food. And be like, well, I guess we have to go out and test the theory out. Yeah, I guess we got to do it. I guess I'll sign us up for 40 dates. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Yes.
It's like if me and Maze can go on a whole twisted film noir dating scene.
Oh, man.
It's like, you have any dates?
Speaking of film noir, Cinephobe this week. Oh, my God. The Poison Rose, the ultimate film noir.
It's not my way to intrude on the personal lives of close friends.
Oh, is that so?
Absolutely. But I feel I must inform you that what happened last night was more than a simple bet.
What? What are you talking about?
Come on. Dustin Hoffman in Star Wars. He made a bet he knew he was going to lose just to take you to dinner.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if he wanted to ask me out, why didn't he just ask me?
Because if he doesn't ask you out, he doesn't get rejected. He's found a dating loophole.
I don't buy it.
So what happened after the movie?
Nothing. He walked me home.
To the door?
Yeah.
That's a date.
No, it's not.
But I never walk you home.
That's just because you're a jackass.
I found a quarter. Okay. Anybody want their clothes heated up?
No,
So how'd you leave it with him?
I'm supposed to meet him to pick up your cigars.
That's another loophole. That's two dates without asking you out.
You're crazy.
Crazy like a man.
Oh, man. Eden and Illy, you got to go?
Yeah, I got to jump off. I got to play some basketball at the pier.
All right, give me some Russian quick for Maze.
Хорошо, нужно поговорить побольше, и потом еще нужно съесть еще сандвичи.
I don't even know how we say sandwiches in Russian. I think we just say sandwich.
Now, would a Russian be able to understand that?
What are the things I know how to say? Здравствуйте,
хорошо. Хорошо,
привет.
Like good or okay.
Хорошо.
Хорошо. Хорошо.
Я это.
I was saying, Arasol, it sounds like I know in Korean.
Aerosols?
Arasol.
Aerosol, yeah. Aerosol spray.
Well, Ilya, that was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Eden. All right, bye, guys.
I'll see you for pizza later.
Ciao.
The ultimate grift.
Ironically, Todd that episode,
what kind
Jade
of a name is
called,
Todd Gack anyway?
Todd Gack, man.
That episode's called The Calzone, ironically.
Oh, man.
The whole game.
I'm ordering a calzone today.
Do you ever finish a calzone in one sitting? I'm just curious.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No one ever does,
God.
Right?
I'll fucking die if I eat a whole calzone. Are you kidding me? That's too much food.
I've only ever had one or two calzones in my life. Because one time I ate one, I was like, dude, it's going to take me a week.
Did we decide if there's a difference between a calzone and just a pizza folded in half and the edges sealed?
Yes.
Thicker.
There's more filling.
Dough.
So it's
more dough. More filling.
More dough.
So it's like a giant dumpling.
Yeah, way more dough. Yeah, I mean, it's an empanada.
It's a giant pot sticker.
It's a giant empanada. Exactly. Yeah. I love empanadas, my God.
Oh, me
my
too. God.
There's a phenomenal place about a mile away from me that has just all these different types of empanadas. It's so good. And I can't go there anymore because I was binging that for like three straight months. I was going like
it's
three
like
times
Jamaican
a week.
Beef patties.
Yeah. I was going like three times a week. And I was just and for like months. And I finally was like, I have to cut this off. I have to break up with them because I'm gonna die. Just too much.
Every time I get into shape, Zach, I go, okay, I'm good. I'm good now. Now I can get the
now
pizza.
I can just start
and
eating
then
again.
2 weeks later, I'm like, fuck it all up.
Because that's the thing. It takes a long time to get that back in shape. It's really easy
and
to
no
fuck it
time
up and go away.
Yeah. Ridiculous. It pisses me off. And slowly but surely, you realize it. You're like, is it the pizza?
That's a great question. A great question. Wait, does this place down the street do a calzone? If this place down the street does a calzone, I'm in trouble. It's literally a block away.
You just end up there by accident.
By the way,
that's the coffee place I go to every morning.
I'm not talking about myself here, but that is the curse of the drug dealer. Like, if you don't have one, you're like, God damn it, man. Mm-hmm. But then you find them and you're like, God damn it, man.
Absolutely. All right, doesn't look like they have
a calzone.
That's good. That's good news. Okay, we're in the clear, guys.
How you like that? How you like that?